traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected. CannabisRadio.com presents NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. The National Cannabis Industry Association is the only national trade organization representing the businesses of the legal cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice covers a range of topics, including the rapidly evolving political and policy changes that affect our industry, news and events of importance to cannabis professionals, and features on companies, individuals, and campaigns at the cutting edge of the cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice begins now.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, NCIA's Deputy Director of Communications. And today I am introducing my guest, Dimitro Sivak. He's the Business Development Specialist at MJSEO Agency. The mission of MJSEO Agency's cannabis marketing experts is to help customers become world famous by means of a well-thought-out SEO strategy and increase their profits hundreds of times. MJSEO exclusively focuses on SEO strategies for the cannabis segment. It offers tailored services, including customer needs analysis and SEO. Its customers have seen their traffic surge and their websites have risen to the top of search engine rankings. The company's personalized promotional tactics help companies thrive in the digital space. Welcome to the show today, Dimitro.
Hi, thank you very much.
Awesome. Let's start by getting to know more about you. Before getting involved in cannabis SEO, what did you do before? What kind of background do you have?
Well, I was born in Ukraine in a small city, Uman, which is in the center of Ukraine. Also, I finished school there. Interesting fact that my mom was also working in the school, so I can't really say it was great for me because whatever not happened in the class, yeah, I was involved in it, so it was fun for me. Well, after school, I finally passed all the exams and started to study in Warsaw in Poland. I studied the English philology, business and media, as by that time, I lived for 5 years also in the UK. In the meantime of the studies, I was always searching for something new and something interesting. So I tried to take as much action as possible. I think that I need to say thank you for my mom, because if it was not for her, I wouldn't be so active. In 2021, I returned back to Ukraine. Everyone asks me why, when a lot of people want to immigrate, but I decided to come back home and prove that it doesn't matter where you are. And if you want to achieve something, you can achieve it everywhere. And I think a very important aspect played was my family, specifically grandmother and mom.
Oh, that's a nice story. Oh, so you're overseas right now. I believe you're in, is it Switzerland or Sweden?
No, I'm in Ukraine right now.
Oh, you're in Ukraine. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. Okay. So how did you decide to get involved in cannabis? Did you have thoughts that there was a stigma that, you know, hey, it's illegal, or were you very excited, or where did you fall? And what did your grandmother and mom think?
Cannabis is a fast growing and innovative industry. In the post-Soviet countries, many people still have a bad reaction to it, but I work in this industry because it combines research. And I hope that in the future, there will be more drugs with these plants. Innovative technologies, in addition to latest cultivation technologies, technologies are created for the industry, payment systems, application for the gadgets, web resources, and united cohorts of enthusiasts. And it's always nice to interact with people with burning eyes. I see my future in this industry for 100%. Every day, there are dozens of new cannabis sites, and therefore, MJC will always be relevant. I can offer for 100% that our agent service is experienced marketplace at a new young startup, because for many companies in the industry, it's very important to be in the top 10 in order to get an organic traffic and therefore more customers.
Gotcha. So you didn't have any issues getting into this industry. It sounds like you believe in the plant. It sounds like you're excited about the future of where it's going.
Yes, because I always was trying to search for something new, and I see this is something new, which is improving and growing, and this is the future.
Absolutely. So what does your family think? Are they very supportive too, or are they a little more old school?
Well, at the beginning, they were laughing, I would even say, because they are still like to the old generation, yes. But when I told them how it looks like inside, that it's not like drugs, which people use for the bad stuff, but it's for helping and it's like medicine, yes. So they said this is great. So they support me.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, my parents are in their 70s and they support what I do. I will definitely say that, but I still haven't been able to convince them to light up a joint or even try any gummies or chocolates or anything, but hopefully one of these days. All right. So you've working with MJ SEO in the Ukraine, and you're helping cannabis companies optimize their websites as this whole global market is taking off. Is that right?
Yes. I'm with the young MJCO team. Why young? Because we are still developing. Together, we are ready to conquer the cannabis market in the United States and in Canada, completely in every part of the world where cannabis is moving. So we are trying our best. My work is never a routine, so I can't really tell you how my schedule looks like. But I usually talk to a lot of people which are involved in the cannabis industry, find out their needs and problems with promoting the website on the internet. Then some companies even ask some advice about SEO promotion or digital marketing. Also, I try my best to post some useful articles on my internet pages, so you can feel free to reach out to my pages and have a look. There's always useful information which you can use it. So I want to help companies that don't have the money to work the agencies to try to promote their resources on their own.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of ways to skin a cat, as they say. So even though cannabis has a lot of restrictions in advertising, there's still a lot of ways to go. And for our listeners, I do want to point out you wrote a really nice article on our website in November about creating a cannabis website optimization strategy. So I encourage our listeners to head to thecannabisindustry.org and check out that article, as well as all the other great information, of course. All right. So what do you do a lot of travel these days? I know we've had COVID for almost 2 years now, so not everybody was doing a lot of travel, but things are starting to move around again. Do you get to travel to the US or back to the UK, or are you just cozied up at home?
Mostly I'm working from home. Sometimes I do go to the office, but thank God, I would say that there's a possibility to work remotely and work wherever you want. So I'm not always stick to one place. But unfortunately, for the last, like, say, almost a year, I was not even able to move anywhere. However, when our company does see an interesting place where we can go and show ourselves, so we are always trying to go there. I know that recently we are in the soon coming days, we are planning to go to the USA, to Texas, so to represent ourselves. So we are not really closed down yet. So we are always trying to search for something, but definitely agree with you that to the COVID is less traveling.
Yeah, exactly. Remote work has certainly become the norm, and our lives went went very much online, especially for all of 2020, when nobody was leaving their house even, because we didn't even know, you know, how COVID was spread. So everybody, you know, was looking at their devices, their phones and their laptops. And, you know, instead of having a meeting around the boardroom or maybe even a coffee shop, it was Zoom meetings and Google Meets and emails and webinars and, you know, just everything. We were staring at screens for a whole year. So it created some interesting technologies for sure, innovations, and, you know, it really shows how much we rely on technology and the World Wide Web, not just to work, but also to socialize as well. So I will say I'm very thankful that here in the United States, cannabis dispensaries were deemed essential businesses alongside grocery stores and liquor stores, I think, too. But thankfully, it really was a game changer, I think, for everybody that cannabis was deemed essential and allowed to stay open during the most strict lockdowns. I'm starting to not like that word lockdown, but I don't think I liked it before either. But yeah, very interesting how our lives have changed a little bit. All right, let's take our first commercial break, and then we'll come back and chat more with Dimitro from MJ SEO Agency. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. We're chatting with Dimitro Sivak from MJ SEO Agency, and he's based out in the Ukraine right now and helps cannabis companies all around the globe with their SEO website strategy. So as I hinted earlier, it's not a secret that cannabis companies have a whole set of challenges other than what other industries deal with. So there's on-site compliance of selling cannabis compliantly, tracking it, the whole seed to sale shenanigans, and then advertising restrictions. You know, much like alcohol or cigarettes, there's a lot of restrictions on how you can advertise and who you can advertise. So when we're talking about website strategy, SEO is coming to mind for us as a way to work around those restrictions. Is that right?
Yes, everything is true. I agree 100%. You already probably know a little bit about site promotion. Indeed, there are many restrictions on the promotion of cannabis in the United States and in other countries. Businesses in this industry are unable to run Google or Facebook ads. Therefore, business owners on their other market needs to be more resourceful, which means using SEO promotion methods. Using SEO, you will not be banned or your site will not be blacklisted by Google. By the way, there are some most common methods about search engine optimization. In a few months, your customers will be able to see your resources on the first page of the search query. Also, some other clients thought that SEO was some kind of magic, but we proved to them that it's just a strategy and hard work to get the best results. Cannabis SEO is a great way to create high quality content that ranks well on Google for relevant keywords.
Got it. Yes, I manage NCIA's website alongside the web development firm for the very, very technical stuff that's over my head. But, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with WordPress, for example. So I have a basic understanding of keywords, key phrases when I'm publishing the blogs from NCIA members like you and our committees who are brilliant. But can you dive a little bit deeper into how that works? You know, for example, what would be the difference in strategy between a brand new website for a brand new company, say you know, this year, brand new company, new website, versus, you know, NCIA's website. We have 11 years worth of content. We've been around for 11 years. So those are two different scenarios. Can you kind of explain that?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question, as not everyone understands this. Yes, there's a difference between a new website and an old website. To make it simple, the difference is that an old website has a higher trust, and this means we'll grow faster. Interesting fact that Google says that there's no difference, but from our experience, there is a difference. The reason why a young website is not growing so fast is that search engine does not have enough information about your website. And most of the time, the new website goes to so-called sandbox. I'm not sure if everybody heard about this, but I would like to share with you something specific, and I would say a SEO terminology. Not everybody understands how it works. So I think it's going to be useful if I can give some tips of how to get out of the sandbox. The first thing what you need to do is to get as fast as possible visitors to your website. It can be from Google My Business. It can be from other search platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. So as many as visitors as possible. And another way is set the thematic of projects, place in the thematic catalog resources.
Huh, interesting. Okay, so first you need people to visit your website, and you can do that through social media. And you were talking about setting the theme, meaning sharing the website on other resources.
Yes, yes. So okay. It's also called like link building. Yes. So you have a lot of links, so which are related to your website. This is also a very good method.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So yes, that makes sense. So going to another, let's say you're a dispensary. So you want to make sure you're listed on all of the dispensary finders, right? Like Leafly and some of the other websites that help customers find dispensaries. You definitely want to make sure you're on all those, right?
Yes, yes.
Got it. As much
platforms as possible. So it will generate more visitors to your website.
Makes sense. Great. Okay, so there's definitely a lot of moving parts to SEO. And honestly, I only deal with the surface of all this in my role. And, you know, as I mentioned, we work with a website development company for the really, really technical side, the bones of the website, the hard coding. But can you speak more to that aspect and how that all balances out at the end of the day?
Sure. If you have a website, the first step will be the technical algorithm, as this plays as important aspects on the future optimization. You could have a great links, so great keywords, good content, but if the website has a poor technical part, the search engine will not recommend it. The funny part here is that when you tell someone that the technical part needs to be done first, they think that it's too complicated and not important. To have a good result, you just need at least to have a good loading speed. Fix the errors, see if you have some duplicate pages, which is very common. So what I mean by duplicate pages, so for example, you have the same page, but you have different links. So at the end, you have a slash, for example, yes, but the content is everything the same. Fix the tags, description, title, optimize the photo. And this is already 50% of success. Yes, it does take some time, but it saves you money in the future and it gives you faster results. And then it is time to analyze your competitors, understand the strategy, and the base of it, build your own strategy.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if a customer comes to your website and the images are gigantic and not loading, you're probably just going to click away, right? Because you don't have time for that. Nobody has an attention span anymore. To be able to navigate the website so that you can find what you're looking for really, really easily. That's all very important as a user experience, but it has to be done on the technical end of the design side in order for your customer to have a good experience and make them want to stay on your website. Would you agree?
Yes, yes, I do agree with you. That's true.
Excellent. So any other advice coming to mind for how cannabis companies can optimize their website, you know, today, what they could do quickly, easily that, you know, maybe they could get done before the end of the day today?
Well, the best is to understand what you can achieve, yes, and if you can do it by yourself, because sometimes a lot of companies think that they can do it by themselves, but in the end, it just doesn't give them any results. I do recommend to have a look at the competitors, yes, not only for the strategy, but how their website is working and understand if they need it. So sometimes if you have one shop, there's not really a need of having a website. It's enough to have Facebook or Instagram page and just to have it and ask, and also have Google My Business. And this is also a very good useful tool. It's for free to have on the map and weed map. There's a lot of maps where you can put your place. Mm-hmm. So I do recommend to start from there and only then start thinking about the website.
Got it. Yes, those other resources, weed maps and Leafly and so on, are definitely go-tos for those in the know in cannabis, for sure. Okay, let's take our final commercial break, and then we'll come back and wrap up our chat with Dimitro from MJ SEO. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio, and we've been learning a bit about website optimization strategies from Dimitro of MJ SEO Agency. They assist cannabis companies to navigate having the best strategy for their website, so it helps your customers find you, absolutely. And I know, you know, I'm thinking about NCIA's website, of course. We're a resource for the cannabis industry, and we cover all things cannabis, ranging from best ways to run your dispensary, how to stay compliant in our industry, and we talk about all kinds of issues. We have a lot of content, but there's also so much to talk about, and I'm blessed that we have so many NCIA members who can contribute this content to our website. So it definitely helps NCIA stay at the top of the Google search rankings when you're looking for information about the cannabis industry. We're the go-to people, whether it's the B2B stuff or the policy and advocacy, trying to stay on top of what's happening in Congress and even at the state level as well, because every year it seems like states are pushing to legalize either for medical or adult use even. So I think we're up to 47 states who have some form of legal cannabis, at least medical, here in the United States. So there's no shortage of content to talk about. I wonder, do you have any advice for what makes good content for optimizing your strategy. I think, you know, for example, there's word minimums in order for the SEO to acknowledge that as an article. So at least 800 words, for example. If it's shorter than that, it might not get picked up. Am I making sense here? Like I said, I'm not the expert, you are.
Yeah, I agree with you that definitely you need to follow the rules of Google, first of all, which they do recommend, and follow the requirements, what they are offering, yeah, they want. Because if you do it whatever you want, it will not give you any results. So for example, and you can go in the minus, yes? So if you have a website in many languages, you will have to hire a copywriter who knows the language. For example, you have a Spanish also website. And in order to write text in Spanish, you have to pay for it. So you do need to know exactly how many words it has to be and how it should be placed on the website. And also if it's relevant at this moment. So if you're giving useful information, what the customer is searching for.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, we have a lot of types of content, honestly. So it's very wide ranging. Including the policy and advocacy. So people can certainly find just about anything they need to know on our website as well. Awesome. Well, hey, I really appreciate you jumping on the podcast today to talk about how cannabis companies can, you know, maybe take a look on, you know, look under the hood, as they say, of their website and maybe make sure that they're, you know, operating the best way they can, maybe tighten some screws, you know, maybe add some keywords and more content so that they can have their businesses be more successful on the World Wide Web as well. That's great. Where can people find out more about MJ SEO Agency?
Well, we have a website, MJSEO. Agency, and also LinkedIn, the same MJ SEO. And we also have Facebook. So we are trying our best to be everywhere for every customer which is using every platform. So what's useful for you, you can find us everywhere. And you can always contact us any hour. And we can answer to your questions right now. We can even do a free analysis of the website, so you don't pay anything. So you want to find out what exactly is going on with the website, what's going to be the strategy, and it's also useful information for you.
So, oh, great. Love that.
And also we post, as I said, try to post as often possible some interesting articles. So if you don't have the budget for a SEO agency or hiring a freelancer, which mostly people do, you can always find some useful tips of how to promote your website by yourself. So just to subscribe to our page, and I think it will be also enough for you at the beginning.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Sounds like there's some good resources there. Great. All right. Thank you again for being on the show. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.